A very good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 14 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and you are now tuned in to Social Times with Francina, joined by my Mbushe Francina, apparently the favorite, apparently. I'm not going to add more words to that, so... Apparently the favorite Francina out of all the Francinas. Mm-hmm. And we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. So today it's a beautiful sunny Saturday. It's the 3rd of January 2026. And today we're going to focus on communication and trust. And when I mean communication and trust, we're going to play around with this. This term or these terms, and we're going to touch here and there in terms of family, friends, relationships, and all that. But before we get into what we have for you today, Gilly FM listeners, we are going for a musical, not break, but it's just something to warm up our show for today. So do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency. We'll be right back.
Having you, I just wouldn't have a clue. And sometimes it seems like this world's closing in on me, and there's no way of breaking free. Then I see you reach out for me.
Thanks.
It's now exactly 21 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Social Times with the Francina. Francina, the one that's not the favorite, or what? And then the other favorite, Francina, apparently, but no, we are both your favorites, I hope so. And we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. I don't know.
What did you do yesterday?
I think my Saturday is not Saturday, but anyways, now I was home, indoors. I'm an indoor girl, just home. I think maybe I didn't get enough sleep. Probably. But I was home, indoors. I'm an indoor girl, so.
I'll believe whatever you tell me.
Just believe me.
Yeah.
If you see me roaming around the streets at night, then it's not me. It's probably my clone, but not me. Which would be even rare to find me. You will hardly find me at night. Mm. Unless I'm going to, it's an emergency, but if not, then,
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Greet my listeners.
Yes, you can go ahead.
Favorite, and then I didn't even greet them.
Oh, okay. The fave.
The fave. Anyways, good morning. Is it morning?
Yes, it's morning.
Okay. Good morning, my beautiful listeners.
Hey, you are not in Namibia or what?
No, the thing is, I'm used to afternoon. Good afternoon.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Yeah.
Now we understand. Don't worry.
I hope the Saturday is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's a beautiful day, but it's too sunny. Yo,
I don't know.
I don't know whether I'm hot or the weather is the one that is hot, but something is definitely hot.
All right. I hope you guys are. Yeah, this time around, people are busy now, cleaning up, running their errands. It's almost back to school. People are getting prepared to get back to work, to get back to school. And it's just a busy weekend. I think I mentioned that yesterday that it's going to be a busy weekend. There are some that are traveling back to the respective places. So many things are going on, this weekend, throughout the whole of next week and the following weekend until school starts. And then there are those running around looking for a school for their kids. Mm-hmm. So it's a busy country. It's a busy Namibia. But anyways, that's not what we're focusing on today. Like I said, we'll be focusing on communication and trust. Now, when I say communication and trust, it's now in terms of now relationships. And I'm saying about relationships, not about partners, but friends, family, and now partners, husband and wife, girlfriend and boyfriend, and so on. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's so many relationships that are failing because of the communication that's hardly there. Mm-hmm. And there are some that are communicating, but they're not communicating enough. You know? So, now looking at the definition of it is like, it's a vital exchange of thoughts, feelings and needs, and building trust, connection, and also understanding or requiring, open expression, and empathy to resolve conflicts, and also to deepen the bonds. You're making me forget what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. To deepen the bonds and all that. So it's very much important to have communication in your friendship or family ship or relationship or
husbandship,
wifeship. Mm-hmm. So as long as it ends with a ship, mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah. I don't know what you have to say about this, but before I give you a chance, I've seen like some people communicate according to who you are in their life. You know, you find, let me say, for example, in family, you are family members, we are related, me, you and I. And I want to, and you think I'm with you because, or every time I'm checking up on you, communicating with you here and there, like a week doesn't go by without speaking to you. Like in a week, let me say 50%, no, not 50%, 50% is little. Let me say 70% we speak, you know? And you think it's because we are related, and yes, we are related, but for me, I want something from you. So I'm with you because I know that if I'm not close to her, if I'm not communicating with her left, right, and center, then I won't be getting what I want. Because obviously if I'm always communicating with you, speaking to you and all that, even if I ask for assistance from you, I know you'll help me because you're like, oh, she's my best cousin or best niece or nephew because we are always together. No one can separate us. So that bond is very big, but I'm just playing the act, you know? And then going to also relationships. You find some relationships because now we are heading to month end. It's when you are behaving, you are communicating more. You are even saying good night. You are texting day, night, morning. Every minute you are texting because you want something. And then once you got what you wanted, and then the relationships drops a bit. You are hardly communicating. Maybe once in a day or twice or three times a week. And then you bring up excuses. You are busy. You know, all that. Mm-hmm. Then when you are approaching those days or not when you need something, but when it's even month end or you just need something, it's when you feel like you now want to talk to this person and you'll be calling. You'll go extra miles, you know, just to make the person feel that they are loved and all that. Same thing as friends. There are some fake friends. Mm-hmm. Because you are always talking. I don't know who say that when you are talking every time, it's when it builds the relationship and all that. So you are talking every day, you are communicating here. But when once the person drops the phone, you don't know what they say after that. Now me and you, we are besties, we are talking every time, we are sharing, we are joking around and all that. When we are done, I'm calling, oh, I was just speaking to Francina Kanave. And she's telling me apparently her stepmom is cheating on the father, but she was saying she doesn't like the stepmother already, so she's trying to separate the parents, the stepmom from the dead and all that. And she, I don't know, she thinks she's what, you see? Mm. And then you feel like you have a friend. Now this is where also my trust comes in. You feel you have a friend because you share everything. Mm. But how do you know that this person is going to speak behind your back? How do you know that this is someone that I can trust? Someone that you really know that this is my friend. You know, you don't know what happens after. I'm home, you are home. I don't know what you are doing at home. I don't know what you are doing at home and all that. So, Mbushe, have you ever had encountered or experienced such a thing whereby you had a very good communication with, in terms of maybe family, wise, relationship wise, friendship wise, and the communication, you can see the communication is there, then you got disappointed. And then you'd be like, oh, but how if we always spoke, we always shared this, we're always there for each other, but this person is doing this to me. She betrayed me, she lied to me, she did something, you know. Have you ever come across such a thing whereby you had the belief of, because we always communicate, you have the thing of, also let's also come into like also cheating. You feel like, when will he cheat on me? Or when will he cheat on me if we always speak? We are always calling each other. We can even speak around 2 a.m. He's calling me. We do video call and here and there. You the trust is so much there because you communicate, and there also the trust comes in because you know that you always communicate throughout the day. You know, at least if it's maybe like 2 to 3 hours that pass by and then you communicate again. Hey, I can see you are laughing. You're so much to share with us.
No.
The floor is yours.
The floor is mine. Mm-hmm. She's mine.
The floor and the mic is yours.
Yeah, she's mine.
Yes.
Okay, when it comes to friendship, you know when you're in high school and you have these friends, you have like a friend group, and you guys are like, we are best friends forever. BFFs.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're like in high school and then we're in this friendship where actually I think we're 6, 7 there. And then we wrote
a group of friends like 6 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were 6, 7. Mm-hmm. I think somewhere. I forgot. Mm-hmm. And we're so much close now, and then we wrote grade 10 exams now.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. The results came out. And I think, yeah, I didn't make it, to grade 11 now.
Mm.
The way I lost those friends faster than the flesh,
But you thought you guys would hold on to each other no matter what.
And then the way I was just removed, boom, out of the friendship, I was like, yo, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But it's fine, it's fine. They were not really my friends though. Because what do you mean I just failed and then you removed me out of your
Yes, it's not as if you wanted to fail, you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes maybe you were just struggling to understand here and there,
mm-hmm.
and there's no more time of going for maybe extra classes, or even if you tried going for extra classes, it was just difficult, you know?
Yeah.
There was just something, sometimes you are going through something.
And the what? The other part is that they even made like a friendship group where they were even laughing at me.
And then after that, obviously you passed, right? You went to go improve and then you passed.
Yeah, I went to go continue now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I passed now.
And then now from there, have they come back into your life since now you have made it, or the friendship ended there?
No, if you betray me,
it's there's over. No more.
I'm not coming back.
There's no, but yes, no. I'm just not saying. Have they tried?
Even
like to come back into your life, like after they've realized that you also shifted to grade 11. Have you passed? You went to grade 11. Have they come to you, or it just ended there after you failed?
It's just now that when I'm at the tertiary. Mm-hmm.
Sector.
They are DMing me, girl, where are you? And then me, I'm just looking at the DMs and be like, I'm a grown up. I'm no longer the 17.
You're just supposed
year.
To respond. Let me tell you something, Some people will be very happy when you give a negative. You sometimes just have to give, okay, although it's not something you want to wish on yourself, But just say, oh, we are trying. That's it. Because if you say we are trying, they will still, the problem is that you find some, they will be busy hunting you, looking for you, where are you? They'll even go on Instagram, on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, Facebook, they'll try looking for you to see what are you doing, where do you stand now? So, betrayal is one of the things, betrayal is also one of the things, so betrayal, trust, and all that. So this comes hand in hand with communication. Now, I know of a classmate of mine that, I think we were in third year. I think it was third year. She failed all her modules, And this is how it happened. What made her fail all her modules, just when she was getting into her exams, she passed just one, I think.
Mm.
While she was busy through her exams, the uncle decides to chase her out of his house.
Mm-hmm.
The uncle that she never thought or expecting this to happen. You never thought it was not even in mind. You know, when things are going well, the communication is going well, everything is just going well. And she asked herself, like, no, maybe he's joking. Maybe he's acting. She's like, she even made me laugh that day when she was telling me, I felt pity for her when she was telling me the story, but One said I was laughing because of the way she was like giving me now the story of how it happened. She's like, I haven't checked around. Maybe there's cameras. Maybe she's acting. I mean, he's acting. Maybe there's he's shooting something for himself, you know? Mm. And that moment, like, apparently she froze and she's like, this is my uncle. My uncle that we went through this as I was here. And she was so much disappointed. And she was like, I never even thought, I didn't want to come right. I just wanted to just come right second opportunity. But then she just wrote, like, she was like, let me just go. Mm. And then she wrote and then she failed. But at least when she failed where she would write supplementary. Mm. Yeah, she didn't fail where by no supplementary. No, she tried because she was trying. And then she came to write a second opportunity, not second opportunity, but supplementary in the beginning of the year. She wrote, she passed all her modules. Mm. And I asked her now where is this uncle? Then this uncle, when she saw that she's graduating, he decided to now try to come back into her life. And then she's like, oh. Why all of a sudden, if you chased me out of your house, I didn't, she even said, I asked, where did I go wrong? Did I do anything? Or did you hear something? If I did something, please tell me so I at least apologize, you know, and all that. And, she's like, no, I didn't give him another chance. I forgave him, but I didn't let him come back into my life. The communication was just a hi and hello. If we meet it, if we come across each other in town, or if we happen to go home and it's holiday time and I find him, I'll just greet him and then that's it. There's no that uncle and niece vibe where we'll always joke around and all that. Things have changed. But she's like, Francina, I never thought it would be like this. I thought he would be that uncle that, I even felt like he was not an uncle. I felt like he was a father to me. Because her father is late, so it's only her mom that's alive. It's like, I was so much disappointed in all that. And also, this is something also that also happened again to my cousin's friend, whereby she, her own grandma, I think, I don't know if I once gave this a story on air or something, her own grandmother, her mother's mother, decided to chase her out. That was now, this year, December. Yeah, this year, December. Come on. Hi, bro. Hey. I'm still in 2025. Last year, December. Uh-huh. Last year, December. And I was speaking with confidence. Hey, saying this year, December. Anyways, I'm so much embarrassed of saying this. But yes, anyways, we move on. Mm-hmm. It was last year, December. Mm. I think beginning of December there. And yeah, it's beginning of December. And she, out of the blue, because she lives, it's her grandmother, her mom, and the mom's sister. Mm. And then the auntie now, obviously her mother's sister now, got a job out of town, so she went to work somewhere else. And mind you, this auntie, loved her so much. And I even thought, even when she told me the story, and I'm like, the auntie that used to, the so-called auntie, is like, the auntie bought for her everything. She loved her so much. And she's the firstborn to her mom now, the my cousin's friend. And now she says that, no, I went to she's now there, and all of a sudden, now this time in December, the mother was busy bathing, and then the auntie, the mother's sister says, yeah, the way you are using the water as if you pay it in what's or not. And then from there, they started saying, throwing shades in the house and all that. From there, the grandmother said, out of my house, I think the house is now going to the auntie, to the younger daughter, because she's the last born. Mm. I'm like, my own grandmother chasing me out of her house. Hmm? It's not as if I'm the mother is a stepdaughter. No. Mm. Biological daughter. Being chased out of the house, they're like, no. Go out. We are not gonna live in this house. Either we are going together to the north, or, and for her, she's busy studying, or I don't know. So she packed her things. While she was packing, I think apparently the grandmother was like, no, take this $100, go look for a modako bag so she can pack her things because they are not fitting in the bag. The auntie apparently took everything that she bought for her. The phone, she took out the SIM card, she gave the phone. The wigs that she bought for everything, clothes, everything that she bought for her, she took it away from her. And I'm like, okay, what is she going to do with these clothes? Is she going to sell them or what? And she's like, I don't understand. And I'm like, the auntie that showed her so much love, the auntie wear by ne, even when she goes out, I'm like, oh, who? Like, I even asked my, what does she say? No, the auntie, and she's so cool. When I heard that, and I'm like, are you sure it's your auntie that used to show you all the love? And I'm like, even if you are getting the house, do you have to chase your siblings and all that, your sibling and your sibling's daughter? And as a grandmother, you are looking at your grandchild going on the streets. She came to stay with us for those days while she see what she can do. And now they're asking her where she's going. She even told us if they ask, because they know that they're best friends with my cousin. Like, no, say I'm not, you don't know, you guys didn't see me, you don't know where I am. Now when she's speaking, they're asking, where are you going? And all that. So like, no, you cannot, we are not leaving you in this house. We are going with you. Either you are going to the north or you'll see where you will go. They were saying all sort of words to her, you are useless and all that. But I always say, nay, guys, nay, it's not the end of the world. Today you chase her out. Tomorrow she's back on her feet. And you can lose the house. You can find yourself on the streets. And the only person that can help you is this person that you chased out of the house. And then she's like, I even begged them. I asked them, did I say anything bad? Did I maybe insult you? Maybe I one day maybe woke up and just started insulting. What did I do? Open my mind or just tell me what did I do wrong? So I can just even apologize, even if I know I didn't do it or I don't know if I do it or remember that I did it. Just forgive me if I did anything wrong. They're like, you are going out of here. You are useless. You are just a nobody. You are just there. We don't know what you really want in life. Saying all sort of words to her. And I felt so sorry for her. Now, this is now where you don't understand. This is now where it makes you also not want to trust your other family members. Because now you think of, okay, you find another family member inviting you into their home. What happened, it flashbacks to what happened. And you'll be like, should I really go there? Since what happened to me, my own biological grandmother, my own auntie, chased me out of the house. They chased my mom and I out of the house. Now, this cousin of mine, who is she if my grandmother, instead of you being my granddaughter, you are doing such things? So, you know, we always have to mind what we do and how, and with the things we do to people, because it will affect them. And it will affect those that are not supposed to be affected, because now this person, even if they want to, in future, want to help or be with someone that's related, like a family member, they won't want to. Because they'll think after what I went through 2025, December. So it's something really, really bad. It's exactly 43 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Social Times with the Francinas. And we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. We are going for a short musical break. We'll be right back to stay tuned. We'll be listening to the sounds of Halsey Without Me.
Was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh, then fuck them all. And then I've got you off your knees. Put you right back on your feet. Just so you can take advantage of me. Tell me how you feel. Sitting up there. Feeling so high, but you fall. 100 tries. Just running from the demons in your mind. Then I took yours and made them mine. I didn't notice cause my love was blind. Said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh then fuck them all. And then I got you off your knees. Put you right back on your feet. Just so you can take advantage of me. Tell me how's it feel sitting up there. Feeling so high but too far away to hold me. You know I'm the one who put you up there. Name in the sky, does it ever get lonely? Thinking you could live. You did, I already know. I had to go and find out from there. So tell me, how's it feel?
I can't.
And that was the sounds of Toni Braxton yesterday. And it's exactly 55 minutes past the hour of 9. We have 5 minutes to the hour of 10. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina. And that's, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And we'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And today, yeah, we are busy focusing on communication, trust, and then in the line we added betrayal. So Mbushe,
ask me.
All right.
But you still have unanswered questions, huh?
From yesterday.
Yes.
Ah, that will come. I'm still getting there. I'm still getting there. So don't worry. I'll answer. As long as it's answered in 2026, because the question was asked in 2026, then it will be answered. But anyways, so Mbushe, what do you think, makes one, or I don't know how will I put this question, but okay, let me just see how I'm gonna say, ask it to you. But how does one find the communication as something that guarantees you that when you communicate left, right, and center, 24 hours or 72 hours, 48 hours, it will hold up your relationship, or it will keep your relationship together. Looking at it, how things are happening, you find those that are communicating. You even be like, I wish it was me that communicates like that with my parents or with my friends, you know. But then tomorrow you come, the person comes back crying because they have been disappointed or been betrayed by this friend or family member or partner.
Yeah, I feel like in every relationship, communication is the key.
It's the key.
Mm-hmm. But by then, disappointments will always be there. Because people feel like, yeah, if mostly in the relationship, like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Husband and wife.
They feel like, yeah, my partner is communicating with me, nothing can ever.
So he won't communicate with other ladies or gentlemen, unless maybe he or she is.
It's always a he.
We are all doing the same thing, guys. Like I said, let me just get a bit out of our topic, but we can't say men are the ones that are cheating or women are, no. I would just say 50-50. Because I'm a female, I will try to defend my gender. Gender men also want to defend their gender. So we don't know who's doing the most. You know, we can be hearing left, right, and center. Like maybe the whole month is just women. Then you think like it's women that are cheating and not men. The following month, it's men that are doing the worst. So we are all the same. Let me just say we are all 50-50. No. It's a 50-50 thing. No, you know, the reason why I'm saying it's a 50-50 thing is because you don't see what's happening. It just happened between the two of you, you and your partner, and that's it. And then you hear on social media this person, and then you hear from someone close to you, this person did this, cheated and all that. But you don't know who's doing the most. Just because you heard that month, you heard it's just gentlemen, then you think it's men that do the cheating the most. No. Let's just do 50-50. That's it. 50-50.
Do you feel like if your partner is communicating with you more, do you feel like he loves you like that? Because he's communicating. Because they are the type of people that come and nonchalant. They are not
what?
Nonchalant.
Okay, I've never heard that word.
Okay, nonchalant, this, how can I explain? Okay, these ones that are not the communicating type. Yeah, and the one that communicate that is actually a chalant person. Communicate with you every single day, and there's that one that says just hi, just to check up on you. Even one can go, if you feel like your partner doesn't communicate with you for a day, just one day, you feel like they don't love you? Busha, tell me. I'm listening.
I should tell you what?
Do you feel like communicate if your partner is communicating
with you, they love you
every single day? They love you and they just like communicate with you here and there. They don't love you.
That's now more of a tricky way of answering, but it depends. Now that's the problem. Now they I don't know what answer I can give you with they, because we believe when there's communication, there's love. That means the person care about you. That means the person loves you. That means that relative or that friend, they love you because they always speak up to you.
No, don't bring out family relatives. I'm talking about your partner. Yes,
you, Mr. Him. You think he loves you because he's always talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I would think that the love is there, the careness is there, and all that.
But if he doesn't communicate with you every day,
you feel like he doesn't love you, doesn't care about you, and he's busy with other women and all that. But sometimes this person is just a busy person. It depends on how do you know the person. There are people that are very busy. You know, this is now also where we fail sometimes as women. You find that you have your partner, you guys always communicate. Morning, day, night, or morning and night, or morning, day. Yeah, depends. And then all of a sudden he gets a side hustle. You know that he has a 8 to 5 job and that's all. That's it. Then he gets a side hustle also whereby after 5 he has somewhere else to go. And then maybe around 9 to 10 is when he's free. And now because you are used of that communication, that in the morning you communicate, at night you communicate, in the afternoon and night you communicate. And then now it changed to like morning and then daytime. Then at night maybe you communicate, you might not be able to communicate because the person is exhausted. Once he got into the room and then he got to the bed and then he just fell asleep. And then when you wake up, they find your SMS or your missed call and all that.
A long paragraph.
Because, you know, Nip, you are used to the communication every time. Every time, 3 times per day. But now because of this side hustle, you don't think of, he now has extra work that he does. That's why we hardly... He does go... Sometimes he will speak. Sometimes he will even sleep without saying good night. You have an angry post, didn't say good night that night because you feel like... Or maybe if he texts you early. Maybe, you know, sometimes some have realized that, I normally... He knocks off maybe at 5 and then from 5 at 6 he has now something to do. And then at 8 to 9 is when he's free. And then he realizes that time is late and he ends up falling asleep without speaking to you. So they say, which I know, at 5, let me communicate with him. Around 5 to 6, you communicate with him. And then from there, it's now late. You see it's to 10, the person didn't even say good night, then you are angry. Like, oh, meaning he's speaking to me so early because he wants to bring someone over. That's why when he brings someone over, we are already done talking. Because now you are used of most, you used to be communicating every time. But now because things have changed, you are failing to accept that no, now he has a side hustle. He's trying to work hard and all that. You are taking it the other way around that no, he's now got someone. Now he's trying to make sure after he has spoken to me, when the other one comes over, he starts speaking to me. And then, you know, our minds can play with us sometimes. The mind can play with you sometimes. So it's not an easy thing, Shili. You'll be thinking it's work keeping him busy, but he's busy with another woman.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. But by then, Mina, this good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
It's too much.
It's too much. Once a day, it's fine. As long as we have spoken.
I'm a bit twice.
Okay, so
my question is, you only speak at night, Oppo?
Even if...
In the evening, that's it.
No. As long as we spoke.
Hey,
yeah. I don't really care. It's too much work.
No, but at least twice. In the morning, just see how the person's morning is. Are they fine? Are they doing fine?
And I then, wake up.
And then, fine. And then you proceed now. In the, even
now,
from
now,
there,
push out what am I going to do with that information?
Okay. No, it's fine.
I for it, for it.
Hey, I don't know. I can't answer you that.
Yeah. Some things are too exhausting, Bushere.
Yes.
You know, good morning. Okay. How did you wake up? How did you sleep? Okay. Good afternoon. How is your day? Yeah.
No, but in the morning, twice it's also fine, Francina. In the morning, it's just to check up on how is the person. You know, sometimes we wake up not fine. Or, you know, somebody can just come up. So, at least you know that, no, I know the person is fine. And then again, during now the evening around 7 there to 8, you also no, communicate things, again.
People may now, get tired of each other very fast, yeah?
So if you are getting tired, you are from a distance, you are not close to each other. Would you be able to handle marriage since you are saying you get tired of each other?
Marriage is another thing. That one,
yeah, another thing, how? Marriage, you are together? Or is it because there now there's no chatting and calling you because you are in one house?
No. You are seeing the person's face every single day.
That's not what I'm saying. Are you able to handle marriage since you are now complaining for that? Because obviously when you're in a relationship, you are training yourself to enter marriage if you want to get married or if you are planning to get married.
I do want to get married, ne? But maybe you can have separate houses.
Oh, who wanna be with you in separate houses? Why? Are you, do you want to do polygamy or what?
No.
Oof.
No.
You're surprising me. Anyways, you can call us in studio on 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have today for you listeners. Now, let me go to the kids and parents. Do you think, you know the way some kids are raised, yeah? Do you think maybe it's because of the way parents have been communicating to their kids that turned them into who they are or how they've turned out to be? Or is the kids have, or it's the peer pressure or what? You know, the way sometimes how parents communicate with kids. Some kids, the way, you know, the way you communicate with them, it's how they'll pick up to who you are or how you are. Now, this child is going through something. And it's always you that's being rude to the kids, aggressive. You're never polite to the kids. Every time it's just you. You are just frown. You are just... I don't know how to put the term, but it's just you with a funny face and funny tone. And even when you are coming in the house or you have, it's time for you to knock off, the kids are already like, ah, she's about to knock off. And now the kids are going, the child is going to be going through something. Or she's coming, or he or she's coming from school. And there's something they need to share with you. Now the child wants to speak to you, to tell you what's going on. But the way you communicate with the child, sometimes you hardly communicate. Is the communication there? And now this child ends up just keeping the thing to themselves. Tomorrow or in future, you see it changed the child. And then, because of your rudeness, because of the way you approach the kids, because of the way you speak to the kids, it has changed them. Sometimes you'll be like, oh, I can't.
But Busha, before you move on, you know, parents have, some parents, especially in our tribe now, they have this mentality of, or this perspective of, I'm raising this kid to, for, like, to prepare him or her for the future when I'm not here. Because if the kid is too, like, attached to me, tomorrow when I'm not here, he or she won't be able to live with other people because she
so you are trying to be that strict.
That strict karma to prepare the kid for the future.
Yeah.
And to also learn to live with other people. and to also learn to live without your mother or your father.
But now, and now this, the way some parents now behave like that, it will make a child think, does my mom love me? Does my dad love
some,
me?
Some parents, especially because, mothers,
because
they,
now,
let me say, they don't have a good relationship with the father, right?
Mm-hmm.
They tend to hate, if hate is really the word to use here, to hate the kid because, your father, your face looked like your father cheated on me, whatnot. And then they just tend to despise this kid, and the communication between the mother and the kid won't be okay. It will be.
No, I get you, because now, what you have now said, adding to what you have like really said now, when this child now is being treated like that, apparently you are trying to make the child strong and to be able to be raised in another home because of the way you are raising the child. And the way you are communicating. Now, this will make a child see, when the child sees other parents communicating with their kids, maybe a child went over for a weekend or went over just to go play that day and have seen the way the child is being treated, the love, and, you know, this child would think, is this really my mom? Does she really love me? Why does she treat me like this? She says she's trying to prepare me in case she won't be around in future, or so I'll be able to be raised in another home. And then you see this child, he's being treated with all the love, but apparently it's love. Same thing as a child being beaten. Apparently you are beating the child because, yes, you beat the child because of love. But then some beating, this is something else.
Beating, yeah?
Yes. Now, the way parents communicate to their kids also now, it also now can affect them, you know? Even if this child finds himself going to go to a different school or a different place or town, and maybe the person is more sweeter, is a good person, loves kids and all that, is a good person, you have the fear of speaking up or asking something because of how your mom used to be towards you. And you think that since my mom is treating me like this, what about if I go to the auntie or to the uncle? You know, it makes a child not to be free. So, and the child also won't be open up. Once, as they are growing, you know, almost when they start becoming teens and all that, they always need to have someone to talk to sometimes. And they are going through so much. They are being bullied. They need something. They need of something. They have experienced something. You know, they are being abused in a way of maybe being now abused emotionally or physically, you know. But now he or she is like, how will I speak up to her or to him? What if she starts beating me because she's now very strict and all that? So it's something that as a parent you also need to consider. How do you communicate to your kids? Are you communicating to them with the love, or, you know, because when you are communicating to your child or to your children, it's a sign to them. It's a language to them of to how do you take them. Now, you being aggressive, and you know, sometimes now some mothers, it's because of the relationship they have with the father, the way they communicate with the father, it's the way they communicate with the child. Because now you're not getting along with the father of the child, because he's failing to help the child here and there, or he's not playing the role that he has to play as a father. Now you come to the child again, you are being aggressive with the child, and you kill and all that. Because of what the father is doing.
And everything.
The child has nothing to do with this. But now, when you see the child, like as if you see the father. But you carried this child. Mind you, you carried this child for 9 months. Your whole 9 months carrying this child.
You're stupid like your father.
Saying all sort of awful words to the child. Nine months you have been carrying this child. And then, the child was born. It was brought into the world. And also that stage is not also easy. Having sleepless nights, you know, until they turn one 1 to 2 days when it's now where you can start getting now proper sleep. Your sleep is getting, your sleeping routine is now getting back to normal, you know, and all that. But you are still being aggressive towards this child. It's as if you, I mean, this child, you brought the child onto this earth, but you are treating the child in a rudely manner. And like now, right now, it's now, even now, we are heading to, it's now back to school. They are busy doing shopping for the kids and all that. Right now, if you go into some stores, Mutu, that, unotava anukiroike. Hmm? They are there, they are busy answering the kids in a rude way. You are insulting the kid. Put on the shoes, fit into the shoe. What? I mean, this, you are scolding the child in the shop. The child did nothing. Man, you had a chance, ne? To scold the child at home, kucha. We are going to the shops right now. And we are going straight to the things that you need. I don't want you to cry for this and this and that. Now you're in the shop. Put on the shoe. You are scolding the child did nothing wrong. Hmm? Now even the child starts being uncomfortable, the child starts crying, and then you always want to beat the child. Why are you crying? Hmm? So, you are, because of what is going on, the way you are communicating with the father of the child, and you are no more together, now you can put it on the child. And then you are being aggressive, you are saying all sorts of words to the child. You know, some kids, as you are saying all such words, a child can end up saying, I want to go stay somewhere else because my mother is just being rude to me. She's just answering me bad. You know, even if the child needed something, now you're asking the child, what else do you need? The child will be like, no, I don't need anything. But there is more that they need, but because they are scared that you will go say, you think I have money? Your father is, you know, such things.
We are too much.
It's painful. It's painful when you go in stores. Like at the north, you come across it a lot of times. Like I have come across it a lot of times whereby the child is when being pushed, like the way she's when fitting the child into the shoes. It's like, yo! But I mean, you also played a role in this child's life. You carried the child for 9 months. Aren't you thinking of the pain? The 9 months, the labor pain, everything. You don't feel that pain. Yo, guys, no. We need to do some changes and gade or shit. So, anyways, it's exactly 18 minutes past the hour of 10. If you're just tuning in, we are listening to Social Times with Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 11. So, it's exactly 42 minutes until we hand over the mic to the big mic. And, we are busy focusing on or talking about communication, trust, and then in the line we added adding up betrayal. You know, how are we communicating with our loved ones? Does communicating with our loved ones guarantee that they won't betray us and they really love us the way they are there because they love us? You know, sometimes I'm just communicating with you because I'm benefiting something from you. Once I've done, got what I want, my communication starts dying.
But you're holding your command.
It's true. So you are there. Tell your friend, so your family members, some of them, they are being treated because the way they right now, are you communicating with this person because you really want this person to be in your life? Or it's because this family member of yours has a proper position and you want a job, or because they have connections, or because you need money from them, or is it because you need something from them, or you really you have kept that communication strong because you know that it's a bond that you want to have with a person, or it's because of your own benefits? So we are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave the frequency. We're gonna take the sounds of Tony Braxton, Babyface, Hurt You.
Here we go. Jam. Here we go again. Loving you caused me so much pain, but you don't see it, you never see it. So why apologize? I was just doing what I had to do, baby, and I'm falling out. God knows I never meant to hurt you.
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Damn. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. 'Cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like,
Was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact is you're hearing rumors about me. As I saw pictures online saying they got you so ring, making you wish you were bad. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things will be bad. Can we just slow it down and rest? We said, don't judge me, I won't judge you. Does it get ugly before it gets beautiful? Please don't judge me, I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful.
Chris, Chris, quit!
I'm doing a service for my country and my planet. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you are.
Chris, wait!
Gonna make us laugh. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust.
So please,
just judge me. I won't judge you. Cause if you get ugly,
the fog is beautiful.
If our love was a fairy tale, I would charge in and rescue you. On a yacht, baby, we would sail to an island where we'd say I do. And if we had babies, they would look like you. If it's so beautiful, if they came true, you don't even know how very special you are. Storybook, we would meet on the very first page. The last chapter would be about how I'm thankful for the life we've made. And if we had babies, they would have your eyes. I would fall deeper watching you give life. You don't even know how very special you
A new day.
Alright, 36 minutes past the hour of 10. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with the Francinas. And we'll be taking you until the hour of 11. So we have 23 minutes until we hand over the mic to the Ondangwa studio. And we are busy focusing on communication. So we're busy on the kids, on the children, how parents are communicating to their kids, how important it is, you know. It's very important on how you communicate, how you share the language, you know, to your children or to your kids or to your child. So, Mbuje, I've come across some things that I've seen. Okay, see, we have a caller. Apple FM, good morning.
Yes, good morning, dear Francina.
Yes, Uncle Bwana, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you too?
We are good.
How is it for the... Today is the third day of January.
Yes, and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year once more again. So we never spoke since.
No, the last time we spoke, I think it was...
Well, it was before the New Year.
Yes, before the New Year.
Oh, thank you very much. Let me wish you all the prosperity, the promotional...
Mm-hmm.
The progress actually in life,
yes.
In our life.
Thank you very much, Uncle.
I'm also appropriating those ones to my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, yes, this time is very important, especially when it comes to communication.
Mm-hmm.
Not only just ordinary communication, mm-hmm. effective communication.
Mm-hmm.
The communication that really provides some kind of feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I cannot be communicating to you and you are there receiving my SMS, or like what my matriarch Elizabeth always say.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I cannot talk now. Oh, hambre to andin nenge shito. Kena shiranga o hambre to. Shama ne ta denge lo no yo kia kia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but I shouldn't go home.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know that familiar spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, no, hombre, you owe me.
Oton hangin' nali.
Oton hangin' nali.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
my God. No, I don't know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'm a jealous man, but I'm not that much in the negative jealous, you know, that is jealousy that is supported by scripture, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Because, so, you, of course, I understand if you are busy, I know you are at work, you are busy in the program and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I have to be communicating to you, calling and do this. And then all of a sudden, I wonder if I can manage after 2-3 hours.
Yes. And sometimes there's something that's urgent that needs to be said to you. There's something you need to be told, but then because on Wambuleni, they have to wait, but you don't know why they are calling that time. It's always worth calling. Or maybe just send the SMS, like, I can't answer, just send a text message.
SMS, or mm-hmm. if you don't have credit, call me, request.
Mm-hmm.
Then I know that this person is, doesn't have
yes.
credit.
Yes.
May also not have a SMS.
At least you are showing
at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But at least
it's
very important that you communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe I'm just calling family because I don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going, I don't want to doubt my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to doubt you or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yes.
But you know, issues of that nature, I just feel that there is a need for us to really prepare our young ones
mm-hmm.
as they are getting to higher institution of learning
mm-hmm.
and all these things. Yesterday, I think your colleague, David Shombe, was also alluding to that.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of things that we need to prepare ourselves.
Yes.
Even as adult learner.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I call myself an adult learner because I'm still learning.
Yes, we are all still learning, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not only students or those learners who are leaving the school now,
mm-hmm.
but as they are getting to this level of academic,
mm-hmm.
so this requires some kind of discipline in terms of maturity to comport our behavior, because there are also predators there. Mm-hmm. So they would call it something predator.
Mm-hmm.
The one that they are there to just chop you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To have to hear those predators,
mm-hmm.
like those ones who are committing violence and all this sexual violence and other things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that let's respect communication.
Mm-hmm.
There is no way. It does not mean that because I'm just communicating and trying and all these things. Especially told that women, when they want to take their decision to leave you, they can just leave you anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, you cannot just leave a woman.
Yes.
So you have that guilty conscience, and you always feel that, but they say the women, is before they dump you, they have already thought about it for some days.
Mm, the signs will always be there before they leave you.
Apparently. So please, let's promote this effective communication. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
Even the secular engagement or spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
How do you communicate with God? Through prayers and reading the scriptures as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
But now if you are not communicating, you don't give feedback.
Yes.
And many people only want to communicate in terms of love.
Yes, or when they need help.
Or when they need help.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to other areas of life, economic, we need to now communicate and see how are we going to get married,
mm-hmm.
how is our regime going to be, how is our property going to be managed? Our children that we are bringing within, in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to look after them?
Mm.
So, and the other things and the other things.
Right.
But people always want to communicate with this love relationship and this and that, Kentucky or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just feel that what you are talking is very, very important, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much, Uncle Bwana.
God bless you.
Have a wonderful Saturday.
The same is wished unto you.
All right, thank you.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You can call us in Sweden 0832888401. That's 0832888401. Share with us your views and opinion. Hey, Uncle Bwana just made someone laugh. Anyways, adding to what Uncle Bwana has said, but we have an ad coming up in 14 seconds. So we can continue with what I'm coming to add on to what Uncle Bwana has just said now, just after we go for our marketplace.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
All right. So, Uncle Bwana has mentioned something about this thing of you are receiving a call from one of your relatives. It's your partner, your friend, mostly your relative or your husband. Ne? And you'll be like, he must wait or he must hold on. I'll get back to them. And mind you, you're not doing something very important. You are free. You're actually busy entertaining other people here. And just to stand up and go somewhere to a quiet place and speak to the person. Or at least just send a text message that, I can't answer your call. I'll get right back to you. If it's urgent, please send a text message. And then once you read the SMS and then you see, okay, it's very urgent or important, let me get back to this person. Now you're cutting off the call. Sometimes it can be a matter of life and death. Sometimes this person is trying to save you from something, but you are canceling. Then now, so you later on go, why didn't you tell me that Francina is looking for me? Now she ended up coming to my workplace, embarrassing me and all that. But I was trying to call you to inform you that, hey, your auntie is coming there and she's not in a good mood. And you want to put the blame on me, but I was trying to explain to you or warn you that be careful or something. But because you do not answer my call, because you're like, Francina, what does she want? And she must wait. Most especially we are from the same house, she must wait. But you don't know why the person is calling you. Sometimes I know that right now Francina is at work. But if it's a matter of life and death or it's something urgent, obviously I will try to call you while knowing that I know that you are at work, but I will take that risk of maybe she will pick up, maybe she's not busy. Because sometimes you can be at work and you are free. Even if it's not the lunch hour, you might be free in between the hours before lunch or after lunch. So that's why I started to call. Now you'd be like, and why is she calling me? Why is he calling me? He knows that I'm at work. Mm. Yes, I know you are at work, but you don't know why I'm calling. Am I that stupid to just call you during the hours that I know that you are at work? No. Definitely there's something that I need to communicate to you that's very important. But we try to be ignorant because we think that, it's not something important. They must just wait. She must just wait. But if it's someone that's rich or someone that has money, or someone that, eto mea no unga ha. Mm-hmm. Someone that you know that's going to call you, kucha, no, where are we going today? Oh, let's go where? You quickly pick up, it's Francina. Maybe we are going to drink where? Mutu atuka lila pokasa maneka wenga ha. And then you are picking up very fast. I was not engaging, and no, I was just asking, do you know of, you are just, maybe the person was just calling to ask for reference. And you'll be like, I'm messing up, I'm going to go shop at three, or something, somewhere we are going to drink, and now she's calling me to ask me what. But then this family member of yours or partner of yours is calling for something important, you're like, he must hold on, she must wait. Because you feel like, this person wants anything important for now. For me, I just want someone that's speaking about, I just want something about money, somewhere to go, chill, something that's, you know, for enjoyment, entertainment, and you don't want to listen to what they are saying and all that. So we have exactly 11 minutes actually before we end off our show. We are going for an ad break and we'll be back. Do stay tuned. We'll be back to round up everything that we had for you as listeners. And you can also call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on what we have for you today with on communication. Trust and betrayal has come in the line while we're having our conversation. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito da njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushenjife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa mura hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM VI.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
So here we stand in
in our secret place, where the sound of the crowd is so far away. You take my hand, and it feels like home. We both understand it's where we belong. So how do I say, do I say goodbye? We both have our dreams, we both wanna fly. So let's take tonight to carry us through the lonely times. I'll always look back as I walk away. This memory will last for eternity. And all of our tears will be lost in the rain. When I found my way back to your arms again. But until that day, I do know you are the queen of my heart, the queen of my heart. So let's take tonight, never let go. While dancing we'll kiss like there's no tomorrow. As the stars sparkle down like a diamond ring, I'll treasure this moment till we meet again. But no matter how far, just close my eyes. You're in my dreams. There you will be until we meet.
I'll always look back as I walk away. This memory will last for eternity.
Queen of my heart.
Love is a beautiful thing.
Hey. Okay, when last were you called the queen of my heart?
Do you watch too much Telemundo?
No, I'm asking you, when last were you called the queen of my heart?
Queen of my heart, Ashkan.
Nigga, you just hear it being said on TV.
TV.
My no, dear.
TikTok,
and that was the sounds of Westlife, queen of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We have 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Your last words.
My last words.
Yes. Yeah. Not your last words, like you are dying or something.
Ah, woo. I'm here to live.
About your last words.
What can I say?
Hmm.
Yeah, communication is very important, guys. It matters how you communicate to others, yeah? Especially in a relationship. Uncle Gwana said, just because you live with a person doesn't mean kucha. When they are calling you, you must say, oh, wambuleto, aningangena. Yeah? You must communicate with your partner every single day. Don't involve me though. And yeah, love one another. And we only have 3 minutes. And no time flies up.
They jump, they don't fly.
and to the mothers, just because you and your baby father are not in good terms, doesn't mean you should be shouting at the kid. Now all of a sudden, everything the kid does reminds you of your father. Just talk to the kid nice. Ne? And be polite. Don't go shout at the kid in the shops. Ne? And just be a good parent. Communicate.
Show the love. You're show also a love. Parent to the child. Mm. Now you are shouting, you are scolding, you are saying bad words to the child as if it's not your child, it's just the father that's it. You have nothing to do with it. But anyways, from my side, let's communicate, guys. Let's keep it effective. Let's show the love to one another. Let's respect one another. Let's, you know, communicate in a good way, you know. And let's not be avoiding all this of, I don't want to speak to him or to her because he failed to give me this amount of money and all that. But then, so meaning it's like as if you're just communicating with the person because you need something from them. So because of that, it has happened, you stopped communicating with them. Let me say this person has been on, like, always there for you, but unfortunately they couldn't come through because of something. And now you just think of that moment when you're betrayed or disappointed, like, oh, this time around because it didn't help you. You want to show the person flames, be rude to the person and all that. You'll be like, I don't want to talk to you because the person has failed to give you what you've asked. So you've decided to kill the communication between the two of you. So let's communicate, guys, no matter what. Let's share the love. Let's show the love. Let's take care of each other. Let's help one another. Even though you failed to help now, or the person has failed to help you now, don't stop the communication between the two of you, because that person is not going through something. It doesn't mean because you are going through something, they are not going through something. We are all going through something. It's just that maybe this person doesn't want to show it to you, but let's not judge, let's not hold grudges to one another because of they failed to assist you wherever you needed the assistance. So show the love, show the respect, and take care of each other. Like I said, it's a busy weekend. We are busy preparing the kids for school, and we are busy preparing ourselves to go back to school. To go back to work. But yes, also some as adults, we are going back to school, to varsity and all that. So let's take care of ourselves. Let's enjoy our days left for holidays. Some are still yet to go on holiday. And let's feel safe, because like I said, people are busy traveling back to our respective places and towns. So travel safe, drive safely. Do not drink and drive. It's a weekend and you decided that, no, I'll just take two beers for the road. No, please. Wait until you have reached your destination and then you can do what you want to do. But let's put the alcohol aside. Let's use the non-alcohol ones and until we are safe, you know. And take care of yourself. From me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet again on Monday. That's from 2:30 to 3:30 with the afternoon breeze. And then Saturday is always from 9 to 11. And from me, Francina, it's a goodbye. Have a lovely, wonderful weekend. It's a adios for me.